What I do?
You're
listening to WONY 90.9 FM on the answer.
What I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
That should be one.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 23rd, join WONY for our vinyl swap event. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the WONY station of Hunt Union. Also happening on Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for a game of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their general body meeting, happening in Perna Science 121 from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for Beyond Binaries, Identity and Sexuality with guest speaker Robin Oakes. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, join the music department for Swing Dance to Live Music. This will be happening from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Dietz Street. On Saturday, join the Nebula Society in learning about the different mythological stories surrounding the constellations in our stars. This will be happening in Perna 019A from 7 to 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to keep it locked.
Hola, everyone. DJ Nos for Mark 2. DJ Nos for Mark 2. Here with What's in Your Pocket, episode 55. Rocking and rolling here on Thursday. It's a good day, the 25th. I believe, hopefully, Cassandra Miller will be here at around 8:30 talking about what's going on in our town, known as the Townie, seeing what's going on for the weekend. And what else is going on with me? There's a cool swing dance tomorrow. Yeah, the 26th up in Hunt Union at 7 o'clock. You can get a swing dance lesson from 7 to 7:30, which is free. This whole thing's free. And then from 7:30 to 9:30, there is a live jazz band that is going to be playing some swing tunes in which you can dance the night away. What a great opportunity. So grab a partner, come by yourself, whatever. I'll be there, actually. Going to show up and learn how to do some swinging. So I'm pretty excited for that. My daughter's here this week, so I'm going to get to hang out with her. My son's got a football game today versus Unitigo. Oneonta versus Unitigo. And Sunday I got a rehearsal for Rocky Horror, which we're doing on October 31st at Foothills at 10 p.m. We're doing a live performance along with the movie. It's not like a shadow cast, although you should come and dress up and throw stuff and do all the normal things. But the key is that we have a live band and singers actually singing and playing all the songs, not the dialogue. So when the songs come on, the audio will be muted, the movie will keep rolling, and we will play to it. It should be pretty fun. I got a rehearsal for that on Sunday. There's a great cast. There's like 15 people involved. It's going to be super fun. All right, you ready for some Swifty out? Wake your morning up. Angel of Death. All right, some Slayer there, right after some T-Swift. Going on, what's going on? Seat 13. Rocking and rolling. I'm going to play some cool surf, Russian surf. Messerjobs, y'all. This is kind of cool. They're Zombarella is in this band. She's pretty cool. Yeah, hopefully you like it. It's these guys have been around since the late 90s. Very, 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 very cool. Spooky surf. This song is called Hard Times for Dracula.
I drink to your health when I'm with you. I drink to your health when I'm all alone. I drink to your health so damn many times that I've already ruined my own. I drink to your health when I'm with you. I drink to your health.
That was my good friend Lara Hope, her band The Arctones, Drink to Your Health, rocking and rolling, 8:21. Coming in, I'm going to continue my Bach experiment here, trying to play all of his complete organ works. Going to listen to a couple choral settings right now. Hopefully you like some crazy Bach organ. Thank you.
Now, Billy rapped all night about his suicide. Kick it in the head when he was 25. Oh, that speech. Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. Loses stealing clothes from undercars. Pretty Scott sits picking up the stars from his face. Funky little butt race. Oh, the television man is crazy. Saying we're too loud and been quiet. Oh, the man, I need TV. When I've got T-Rex. He dresses like a queen, but he can kick like a mule. It's a real mean team. We can love. Oh, yes, we can love. Brothers back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. It was such a drag. Oh, I drank a lot of wine, feeling fine. Gonna raise some cat to bed. This is a concrete old man. In my head, oh, he gets the love of doing. All the young dudes,
everyone. I'm just going to play one more song and then Cassandra Miller is here. You want to say hi, Cassandra?
Hi.
Awesome. I'm just checking your mic to make sure that it's going through. You can hear everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to listen to one song. This is a live REM recording, I believe, from when Document came out. This is Fall on Me. We're going to listen to this and then we're going to come back and the townie, a.k.a. Cassandra Miller, whichever, if you want to flip those around, you can do all that you wish to. And we'll learn about what's going on this weekend. Rock and roll, here's Fall on Me by the great R.E.M. who's ready to rumble? Cassandra Miller.
Woo!
That's right.
Totally ready.
How we doing, townie?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm great. It is 2 days to the weekend, and I'm sure there's lots going on this coming weekend. Do you have the swing dance thing in your queue?
Yes, I do.
Very awesome. So I'll just let you, if you want to introduce yourself one more time, people will get used to this, so, but you can go ahead and say what you do and where your links are, and then let us know what's going on this coming weekend.
Yeah, so my name is Cassandra Miller, and in addition to being a lecturer at SUNY Oneonta in the Communications and Media Studies Department, I also publish a weekly Substack email newsletter called Townie. And in this newsletter, I round up all the kind of just like fun things happening in and around Oneonta. So it's an easy one-stop shop for you to find things to go out and do. Yeah, and it's on Substack. It's TowniNY, TowniNY.substack.com.
Sweet.
You can read it on your web browser, on your phone. You don't have to be a subscriber, but if you are, you get it right in your email, too.
That's right. And we can also donate money to you, right?
Yeah, there's free and paid subscriptions. And the paid subscriptions keep it going. So if you would like to become one of those people, that would be great.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a good part of my listeners are I would say, people who could probably afford to give a couple dollars, maybe.
Who are your listeners?
Well, Mary? I mean, just
they're like all of the
bourgeois,
the upper echelon.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Seco County society.
You know, asking a 19-year-old college student for money most of the time is not whatever. But there's a lot of people in the town who listen, so they hopefully will look at it and go, "Hey, we should give Cassandra a lot of money."
Or just $7 a month.
Or $7 a month. That would help out. Which is, once again, basically probably just to not lose money.
Yes. That's pretty much what I'm going for.
That's the winning. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. What is going on? Tell us what we should be doing this weekend.
So I thought I'd just kind of like go chronologically through some of the things that are coming up. And today's Thursday. And there are a couple of cool things happening in Oneonta. One of which is an opening reception at the SUNY Oneonta Galleries.
Sweet.
That's from 5 to 7, and it is an artist, Mary Michael Shelley's, does wood carvings. So artist will be there speaking. It's free. Sometimes they serve snacks, so that's exciting.
Oh, coconut shrimp sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And some Swedish meatballs, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Because I teach in the music department, and sometimes I'm like, oh, there's art. And snacks.
Yes.
So I go over it.
It's a beautiful combination.
That's right.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing.
And also tonight, it is election season, and we finally have some campaign events.
Wow.
There's been the folks who are running for public office have been a little quiet, but tonight is one of the first campaign events. It's with Will Rivera, who's running for Otsego, the town commissioner. I believe. Town supervisor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's supervisor, right?
He's running to help run things in town.
That's right. He'll actually be on the show tomorrow morning for an entire hour from 8 to 9 a.m. So I'm very excited to have him. And where is this taking place?
So his town hall is at Foothills tonight from 6 to 7.
Very cool.
And then
where in Foothills? Do you know where that is?
It's
in the building, do you know?
You know, if you go down there and you see people in the glass part, go over there. Just
the atrium.
In. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't, go to the brick part.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's probably in the atrium or the main stage.
Yeah.
But, there's two entrances to Foothills, just so everybody knows. The atrium entrance, which I call it. And then there's the brick part, which is the...
The production center.
The production center, yes. So if you can't get in one door, go to the other.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not on Foothills' website which space it's in.
Okay.
But it's there, and it's cool that it's happening. There's a couple other kind of election-y things happening this week also. On Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Huntington Memorial Library, there is a neighbor, Oneonta Downtown neighbors meeting with three city councilors.
Wow.
So Katie Lipari-Shu, Michael Foster Rothbart, and I should have had notes. But the and then the councilor who represents downtown Oneonta will all be there to talk to constituents and just hear what they have to say. Just be like, hey, what matters to you?
Is it Don? Is it
Don Matheson?
Don
Thank
Matheson.
You so
I think
much.
He's that downtown ward, right?
Yeah. Mark, you are a wealth of information to my lacking information.
I know a lot of people.
And yeah,
And they talk a lot. And I'm pretty good at trying to keep things in weird parts of my brain. You know.
I love it. Well, that's great. So you can talk to those three counselors at 10 a.m. at the library downtown Huntington Memorial. And then also on Saturday is the Otsego County Democrats annual dinner and dance party.
Whoa.
At Hunt Union at SUNY Oneonta.
Very cool.
And Antonio Delgado will be there and a couple of other high-profile folks. And
is this a paid event?
It is a paid event. Okay. I think students might be free, but don't quote me on that.
Very cool, though. Delgado's cool.
Yeah, he seems super cool.
Yeah, we like Delgado. I mean, I do. I think he's a good person, and from what I can tell, relatively honest. You know, politicians are politicians, which is, you know, not saying they're not honest, but, you know.
As far as politicians go, he seems okay.
Yeah, right? I think he's trying to do the right thing, which is, for me, I always judge a politician by whether or not I would let them eat at my dining room table with my family.
Okay.
I should judge everybody by that. I always just say, would I invite you in my house and let you eat dinner with us? And if the answer is no, then generally I just kind of wave to the person and walk by. But I would let him come to my house and eat dinner.
That's lovely.
Yes.
That's great. Waving to everybody is always a nice thing to do.
That is true.
What else is going on? So we were talking a little bit before about the swing dance that's happening on Friday night at SUNY Oneonta and Hunt Union. It's the Helderberg Hot Club Swing Dance Group, and they'll be teaching swing dancing and then performing, and that's at 7 o'clock, and that's free.
Yeah, and Robin Zaletsky, she still teaches clarinet here, I believe.
Nice.
She's part of that group. She's been
Great.
A staple in this community for a very long time. An amazing clarinetist, and I found out. So I'm going to that. I'm swing dancing.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty stoked about because I have no idea how to do it. And if you want to see me look the fool and have a good times, you are more than welcome. Anybody out there in the land,
want
to see the pocket fall down a lot, come
Now's
check it
chance.
Out.
Now's your chance.
That's right.
So fun. So when you're recovering from swing dancing on Saturday, there are a couple of really cool things going on. The Greater Oneonta Historical Society's annual Hops for History, kind of like bar crawl type vibe,
yes,
is happening on Saturday. And
very cool.
It's super fun. They pop around to different bars and restaurants downtown, and you get a little sample of beer and some food, and all of the proceeds go to support the History Center.
That's amazing. Last year, actually, the Beatles rooftop show that we did was on the same day.
Yep.
So it was pretty crazy, and it ended up, everybody came to the Autumn after. This time, I think the end party is at the B-side, if I'm correct.
It is, and that's where the Joe Barna Jazz Trio is performing. And it's a $10 cover if you're not on the Hops for History tour, but it's included if you do Hops for History.
And if I want to do Hops for History, how much would that cost me?
They're $35 to $45 a ticket, depending on whether you're a member or not and when you buy the tickets.
Gotcha. And how many venues are part of that, do you know? Like five or so?
I think it's like five or six. I'm pulling up the website right now just to...
Yeah, and I think you get like a free drink and food at each one of them, right?
You get a free drink and food at each one. So it's at Wise Guys, Autumn Cafe, Nags, the Black Oak Tavern, B-Side Ballroom, and the Copper Fox.
Very cool. That's a very good deal and crawling around with a bunch of really cool people. I remember everybody doing it last year, and it seemed like a super fun time. And of course, everybody's Marcella is involved in that heavily,
who
we all love very much. She's a pillar of this community.
Yes. So that would be a great event to support. It's also the second anniversary party of the Gatehouse in Morris.
Oh.
And they've been awesome. They've been an awesome new business. They do a lot of community events, and they've really become like a third space in the area. And they're having a celebration from noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday. So that's another cool thing to check out. And that's free. So you can just pop over there and be like, we love you.
That's right. Chris, I know Chris.
Yes.
Riffle, who's amazing. And so is there music happening at that too? Or is it just like an open kind of party all day over there?
They don't have a lot of details. They're just like, come out, celebrate with us.
Very cool.
Let me see. There's complimentary samples.
Very cool. They make a good cup of coffee.
They do. So they're just delightful people, and I'm glad that they're in the community.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love all of this.
I know. It's so fun. And then we've got, there's a Dance for Democracy DJ dance party at the Black Oak Tavern from 8 to 11.
That's on Saturday night?
On Saturday night. So that sounds super fun. And they're taking donations at the door to benefit the Otsego County Refugee Resettlement Coalition.
Very cool.
Which is cool. And then on Sunday, it is fall festival season. And there is one happening in Unadilla on Sunday. And Unadilla is a cute little town about 20 minutes from Oneonta.
Oh, yes, the Dilla.
The Dilla, yes. And that is happening from 10 to 4. And then...
This is an outdoor thing, obviously, this like is on
an,
the street.
This is an outdoor thing, rain or shine.
Cool.
There's going to be fall festing.
That main street's really cute.
It is really cute. The village, beautiful. It's also home to the first Boy Scout troop in America.
That's true. And they have this crazy flag thing every year. Like, it's a flag parade. It's like their big thing.
Okay.
The Unadilla, from what I remember, Allison Collins telling me that Unadilla has this crazy, crazy flag day parade.
I love it.
And it's been going on for whatever, I don't know. So if anybody's interested in weird small town events and stuff like that, that's what the Dilla is known for, along with the drive-in.
The drive-in, yeah, it's so fun. I grew up in Otego and went to school with people from Unadilla, and the drive-in was always like a social spot to be, to like pop from blanket to truck back. I'm so country. Yes. I know what truck backs are called. The tailgate, right?
The tailgate. Was it Unitego at that point too?
Yes.
It's really awesome because I was talking before you came here today. My son, his football team is going to into enemy territory at Unitego today at 5 o'clock to take on the Unitego
Spartans,
the Yellow Jackets versus the Spartans. I believe it's 5 p.m. You can watch the modified football team.
Oh, modified football.
Yeah,
okay.
run around the thing and try to get the sports ball and the other sports ball.
Yes,
right?
Get that ball over the line.
Get it over the line, people. Over the line. You're out of your element. Yeah.
Yes. It's anniversary season, and Monday is the first anniversary of Stage Time Trivia at Muddy River in Oneonta with Khalil Jade.
Cool. That's on Monday?
That's on Monday.
That's huge. People go to that. A lot of people go to that, right?
So many people go to it. I've been going to it almost every single week, and my team is extraordinarily competitive.
Oh my God, who's on your team? Do I know these people?
Well, my partner, Gavin, who is a professional chef, it started as our like date night.
That's very cute.
And then one Monday in February, it was so packed that a few, like 3 or 4 people didn't have a seat. And it was like, there's no room at the inn. And we were like, yes, there is. Come join our team. And we've been playing with these like 4 people ever since February, so it's been super fun. And our team is called Yes Chef.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I know my friend Gwen goes there. Do you know Gwen Hollison?
I do. Yeah,
she goes, and I know Allison goes from time to time.
Yes,
with her family. And my friend Jay Dono from Hartwick goes there with his family.
I know all these people,
yes,
and I know what teams they're on.
It's so funny. Yeah, it's funny because I've never. So here's a fun Here's a trivia fact about me.
Okay.
I've never done trivia.
Oh, it's so
and
fun.
I don't know. I love Trivia Pursuit, and for some reason I've never gone to a social event that's a trivia-based thing, but all my friends do, so I kind of sneak online. I don't know, it's not sneaking. Do my creeping online and watch who wins every week.
Oh, okay.
To see, but I, you know, once again, I have no stake in the game. I'm rooting for all my friends.
Yeah, it's so fun. it's really well run, and it's just like a nice community event.
7 p.m.?
No. It's 6 to 8.
6 to 8 p.m.
And they keep to that time frame, which I really appreciate, because at 8 o'clock we're like, all right, the night's over. This was great.
Especially on a Monday.
Yes.
You know, you want to kind of get out of there and be able to go home, put your kids to bed, and or just sleep.
Yeah. So that's happening. And then Dan Butterman is going back to election, folks. He's doing an event at B-Side, like a town hall thing, on Tuesday.
That's right. 5 p.m., I believe.
Yes. Yep. I think you're right, like 5 to 7.
Yeah, he'll also, believe it or not, that day he'll be here this morning.
How exciting.
Yes, from 8 to 9, you know, and I'm going to, I'm not going to say badger. I will ask him multiple questions about what his plans are for Oneonta. So here's one thing for the townie, right?
Yeah.
I have a question for the townie.
Tell me.
If there's one thing that you could say Oneonta needs to work on, and there's many things, obviously, that anybody needs to work on in their life. We're doing a lot of great things as well, but it's always good to look at what we need to work on. What do you think one of the biggest issues in the city is?
Well, Opportunities for Otsego recently did a survey to ask people what the biggest issues are. And some of the top ones were, I'm trying to find where I have this. So I'm actually working with Hartwick College's Institute of Public Service to interview all the candidates and then publish the interviews on Townie. So we've interviewed Louisa Montanti and Dan Butterman, and we're just waiting. Students did the interviews, and we're waiting for the students to transcribe them.
Okay.
And then publish them. But we have some stuff. I'm trying to find. All right, let's see what. So the top issues that Otsego County said are affordable housing.
Yes.
Mental health and health care are the top concerns for the area.
Agreed.
And I think that those are super important, especially with stretched funding for county services and just the issues that are happening in our community. I think those are important to support. I also think it's important for to keep in mind quality of life, like things like civic pride and coming together as a community and supporting one another and telling people that we're a great community because we want people to move here. I think that expanding the tax base is important and doing it in a way that makes people really enjoy living in Oneonta.
Agreed. You know, it's funny. There's obviously, if you go to any place in the world, there's issues. And some people complain. But when you take a step back and kind of look at Oneonta, we really have it pretty good here.
We do.
You know, it's not.
Yeah.
People say, oh, crime. There's not a lot of crime here. There is not. And people say, oh, it's unsafe. That's insane because it's not, you know, like it's very safe here. A lot of places are completely walkable. Food and is relatively abound and not crazy expensive.
I want to pop in about the safety of Oneonta. So Oneonta was recently ranked the fourth safest city in New York State by Safewise, which is an independent organization that measures all of these different qualities. So that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. The fourth safest
in the entire state, which I think for people who live here, you're like, yeah, we don't really have a lot of violent crime here.
And
it's a generally pretty safe comfortable place to be.
100%. You know, a lot of people talk about the homeless and stuff too, but if you go to any Binghamton, Albany, Schenectady, Syracuse, you know, and I'd say Binghamton, Schenectady, are, they're bigger, but, you know, if you're looking at cities about the same size as Oneonta, it's worse.
Yeah, it's
much
city.
Worse. Yeah. You know, cities have homeless issues, and it's gotten worse over the years. That's a national problem,
yes.
Not an Oneonta problem. There's a lot of things to kind of work on. But when you take a step from the outside and look, we have an awesome community, and a lot of cool infrastructure things have happened.
Yeah,
this year, the roundabout. We have the new transportation hub. Mm-hmm. There's the Al Galadoro stage. Mm-hmm. River Street just got completely repaved, and it's wonderful.
Ooh, good.
You know that I think they finished that whole thing, and I just see a lot of road work going on. And fixing things. And yeah, it causes a little bit of a backup from problem to problem, and you have to, you know, maneuver around a little bit, but it's totally worth it in the end because it'll go a lot smoother. So I don't know. This is my 2 cents on the subject.
Yeah, I think we live. I told you I've lived in a bunch of different places all over the world.
Yeah.
And Oneonta is just one of my favorite places to be. This is where I've chosen to put down roots, and I love it here.
Samesies. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Townie for coming in and rocking and rolling. We love having you here. Will you be here next week?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I hope to see some people at these wonderful events this weekend. Is there one in particular? Are you going to do any of these events? And if there is one, which one are you going to do?
I'm going to try and go to a bunch of them. I signed up for the Democratic dance party because I got discount tickets. I love a dance party.
That's right.
So
very cool. Awesome. All right, everybody. I will see you. I'm going to sign off because it's almost time for me to go to my actual job. We'll see everybody. Hopefully tune in tomorrow so we can listen to William talk about his political race for the town supervisor of Oneonta, New York. Rock and roll DJ Nosfer Marduk coming at you live from the basement of Hunt Union. What's in your pocket? 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio, keeping it locked, yo.
Wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say,